When you are predictable, you lose the audience. No joke is funny when it's expected. So never try to crack a joke by saying something witty when a mobile phone goes off, because everyone's been annoyed by it anyway, and everyone is thinking, why don't they turn that thing off? And if you comment, there's nothing witty about it. What's the difference between being witty and being corny? Well, the difference is that a corny person will say the very first thing that comes to mind the moment something happens. So the mobile phone rings, the corny presenter says something pithy, and there's this obligatory laughter, a quip for the sake of social graces, and we move on. It didn't actually do much. So a corny person will say what first comes to mind. A witty person says what would have been the last thing on your mind. And the reason you find that fascinating, you think, gosh, that was clever, is because you know that it wasn't the first, second and third thing on your mind, and they beat you to it. And you think, shucks, why can't I be like that? Being a fluid presenter is very important. You need to react to tripping, react to something falling, but never do or say anything that first comes to mind, because that's usually what most people are thinking. I do this in my teaching. In the advertising class, I encourage the students to give me something that is totally creative. And I say, 99% of you will not be original. I know it, but I'm urging you to please be original. I've done this for 9 years. I say this every year, and I can bet most students will be unoriginal as much as they desperately try to be original. Why? Because they are operating on what first comes to mind. Most people are not creative, not because they can't be, it's because they settle for the corny. They don't understand the difference between corny and witty. So as a presenter, if you react and do and say to that which immediately comes to your mind, you might pat yourself on the back and say, gee, I'm quick. A clever presenter will do that scenario like Garry Kasparov plays chess. You have to do 100 iterations before you decide on the 100th and first move. And there you keep the audience in wow mode. And they're always fascinated at how you got there. That you can learn to do. And that makes you the kind of presenter whom people will pay either a lot of money to see or will cancel any appointment to come and see.
So as a presenter, you have the tolerance and the sympathy of the audience, which you can use to your advantage. But how far can you go? When does it become a problem for you as a presenter if you push that envelope just a bit too far?
We are, at the end of the day, selfish beings. And the members of the audience will be saying to themselves, I'm willing to give, but what am I getting in return? If you can give back more than you receive, then you can continue to receive so long as you continue to give back. So you can actually push the envelope as far as you like, so long as input equates output and the audience is loving it. Mind you, Liberace had a good little saying. Whenever they all screamed, encore, encore, he'd say, nah, let them come back next time. Always leave them wanting more.